Again against Kroll. Nothing there. And they feed it back out to Hunter Bone. He dives down the right side of the lane, kicks it over to Kemp on the left side of the block, and it's in for 2 points. Kemp with his 6 point in the third quarter for 9 on the night. 51-25. To the left wing to Hacker. Down on the baseline to Winter, back to Hacker. Skip pass to the right wing to Cathrell. Cathrell dribbles twice, kicks it over to Hacker, pops the three. This one's way short, but Kroll's there to save it, and it's into the hands of Brad Hacker, and we have a whistle, and this will be a foul against Hunter Bone.
Heavy number three on him.
Hunter Bone's third, team's fourth. And substitution, Harrison Kramer replaces Hunter Bone. 2:39 left in the third, 26-point lead for the Patriots, 51-25.
It's just one of those nights, Clark.
Yes, it is. As that pass goes right out of bounds, and more importantly, there was a USA student about 4 to 5 inches away, not paying attention, texting. What did I tell you about not texting?
Chase
Winter. And nearly got her head ripped off.
Chase Winter just let it fly, and that's the way it goes.
Harrison Kramer misses a layup and brought in by Cass City, but then Sandy Cathrell dribbles it off of his foot for a sixth turnover in this third quarter, 20 on the night. 51-25, 2:15 left in the third. USA back in offense. Micah Kramer at the key to Macklin Ghetto, left elbow. Down to Mike Kemp, low post, goes up strong, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots.
Joey Kroll is going to pick that one up.
That's his first. Team second of the second half.
As he went down on the block to defend.
He has his hands full against Mike Kemp there. Isaiah Williamson be checking in after this first free throw. And that's no good. He's actually coming in for Shooter. Whole platoon change for Cass City here.
See, this is where the Shooter has power. You know, he could go ahead and miss.
If he doesn't want to come out, exactly. Isaiah just sits here and that's it.
He'll look over and say, sorry, I want to play a little more. Miss it on purpose.
We'll see. He hasn't looked over here yet, so. And he made it.
That's
okay.
A nice guy.
That's a good teammate right there. He makes the second free throw. He checks out. Isaiah Williamson's back in. 52-25. USA by 27. 2:06 remain in the third. Cassidy, that'd be number four. Shade Perzanowski over to the right wing to Nick Perry. Perzanowski. Back to Perry. This is actually the whole backfield for Cassidy football. And the pass is tipped by Harrison Kramer. And Isaiah Williamson scooping up. And he slams it home. The one-handed slam. Blaster right down in transition. And the crowd is alive for the first time tonight. 54-25, Zach Fritz steals this one. And the ball is still loose. Bodies are flying everywhere. And USA comes up with it. Harrison Kramer at point. To the left wing, Micah Kramer pops the three wide open. He's got this one.
That's a dunk for a guard.
He has 9. Micah Kramer is at 5'8". Only aspires to be there. As Nick Perry works his way into the lane, and he traveled with it. Man, the wheels are falling off now. 23rd turnover for Cass City. 56 seconds left in the third. 57-25.
Isaiah's out there with a big smile on his face.
Now think if
water the canyon, now, Grand Canyon.
Think if Mike Kemp missed that free throw.
Exactly. Exactly. Good teammate, like you said.
Yeah, good teammate. Williamson actually turned it over and into the hands of Joel Collins, and he went up for the shot, and he was fouled on the way up, so he goes to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Now, Joel Collins, you know, talk about him for a second. Is that he's got good action, too.
Micah Kramer called for a second foul.
Happened to be the right place, right time. Isaiah Williamson just gave it right to him, and he knew exactly what to do with it, Joel did.
And he made the first free throw, 57-26. Second free throw is good. Two for two for Joel Collins on that trip. Brings Cassidy within 30. As Cassidy made the free throw, Joel Collins grabs the ball, inbounds it to his own players, and they nearly pulled it off.
I tell you, he's got great action. I really enjoy watching him.
I've seen it all tonight. So USA will now inbound it. Micah Kramer gets it into Macklin Gettle and back to Kramer. 44 seconds left in the third quarter here, 57-27. Over to the right wing, Micah Kramer goes against Nick Perry. Cassidy's defense strong in there currently. We got Joel Collins, Nick Perry, Shane Perzanowski, TJ Moore, and Logan Schenk. This is the entire football team. Goes down the baseline is Harrison Kramer, and we have a whistle. And the foul goes against number four, Shane Perzanowski, his first, team's third.
Well, these are the kids that don't care what the score is. You know? They just go out there and play hard.
Feed it into Harrison Kramer at the right wing, over to the left wing to farther in the left wing to Micah Kramer for three. He pops it, can't fall, but we have a whistle. And this will be against Cassidy. And the second against Shane Perzanowski in about as many seconds. Fourth team foul for Cassidy. We'll try this again. Micah Kramer inbounds it to Isaiah Williams in the short corner. To Harrison Kramer for three, right wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by TJ Moore, and he's hustling up the court. Look at this.
Yeah, crowd loves it.
And he throws it right into the student section.
And I think the crowd loved that too.
I like the intensity, though. 10th turnover in this quarter for Cassidy, 24 on the night. 3.6 seconds left in the third, and we have a As it was almost a platoon. It was a platoon change for USA, but Gainforth wanted it at the quarter, which is
there
now.
There it goes. Okay.
At the end of the third quarter, it's 57-27, USA by 30. Hang with us. We'll have a great fourth quarter together.
Get reliable, efficient heat when you need it with a Train gas furnace from Kundinger & Kroll. Kundinger & Kroll carries built-to-last Train gas furnaces, the choice for today's modern homes with central heating and air conditioning. Whether you're looking for a variable-speed gas furnace, single or two-stage heating, Kundinger & Kroll has you covered. Train furnaces are guaranteed to keep your home warmer, your bills lower, and those winter months a little more enjoyable. Stop in today at Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring or call them at 989-883-2770 to find out more about a Train furnace. Ask about their heat pump units also. Remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Cassidy Basketball, encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others. When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, please call Reggie Ignash in Cassidy at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We are Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And on to the final 8 minutes of this game, as Cassidy is out on offense first, trailing 27-57 to USA. Going down the right side of the lane, that would be Darren Miller. He can't get that one to fall. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be USA ball. Cassidy on defense, USA inbounding 88 feet from their own hoop. Hunter Bone into, that would be Gavin Zimmer. Top of the key, Bone calling the shots, 57-27. USA leading Cassidy in District 84 quarterfinal. Winner of this one will go on to play Ubley on Wednesday. Mike Kemp on the low post move, no good. Tried to get his own rebound and goes out of bounds. Cassidy ball, USA no longer pressing.